Whoa, way too loud. Okay.
Jim, did you guys do enough to address the cornerback position this offseason for this season?
Well, we'll find out during the season, for sure. I mean, the final determination in every move that we make and everything that we do, from preparation to drafting to signing free agents to new coaching schemes. That's the great thing about this sport. It all comes to light during the season. You know, I think it's probably a little too early to evaluate right now. We're still working through a lot of different stuff. It's certainly a position of importance for us. You know, we understand where we were last year and how it affected our defense, and we need to be better at our corner position for sure.
Did you make the decision to draft Sidney Jones, someone who most likely won't contribute this year?
You know, you always have to hedge short-term and long-term in this business. And, you know, that's a difficult balance, you know, not only for coaches but for the organization. And he's a really good player. And the opportunity to get a really good player is really important to us. So I'm happy to have him. And, you know, whenever he gets back, we'll be happy to get him on the field.
How involved were you with the selection of Sidney and Russell Douglas, and what do you see in each player?
Well, you know, the coaches certainly have a role. It's not as detailed as the scouts. You know, scouts have seen these guys for years. And, you know, I mean, our West Coast scout had seen Sidney Jones since he was a freshman, starting as a true freshman. And, you know, same thing with our scouts from West Virginia and everything else. But coaches have a unique role. We get to go to Senior Bowl. We saw Russell Douglas at the Senior Bowl. You know, we go to the combine. We get to have individual meetings with those guys. I think it's a little bit easier for coaches than scouts, because we get to evaluate the guy when the whole book of information is in. We already know what he ran in his 40. We've already done an interview. You know, all the games are in. It's difficult when you're a scout and on the road. You have to make a decision and evaluate a player. You don't know what he's going to run in his 40. You know, all the information is. He hasn't played that, you know, whatever, that conference championship game or that bowl game that ends up being really good or really bad. But, you know, every NFL team, coaches have some varying role. We certainly had a role in here. We'd like both of those guys. We're happy to have both of those guys.
What makes this group be better than last year?
The group of corners? Well, I think that we'll see where that goes. I think we go in just about any position. We don't expect anything. We don't expect our D-line to be better this year. And I say that. I mean, that probably make a bad quote. Schwartz doesn't expect D-line to be better. But I think what I'm trying to get to, and I don't know the best way to put it, but to say anytime that you maybe take for granted, you know, it just say, hey, we added a couple of players, so we take for granted that we're going to be better. You know, this is a tough business. Things change an awful lot. You can't take anything for granted. You have to come to work and constantly work to improve. I like the young players we've added. I think not only some of our draft picks, but we signed some pretty good undrafted free agents that have done some nice things in the rookie camp and also in the OTAs so far. Added some veteran players like Patrick Robinson, have some returning players that are now a year more under the belt. So I think all those things can point in the right direction, but none of that means anything. This game isn't played on paper. It's played between the lines, and, you know, our job is to be ready when those games when those games count.
Fletcher wasn't here last week. Is Fletcher here today, and what did you make of him missing last week's practice?
I think I'm going to stay away from the attendance questions. We all realize this is a voluntary part of the off-season program. When we get to mandatory minicamp, it becomes a little bit different. But I think anything that a coach says, whether it's praising a guy for being here or being critical of a guy for not being here, or even, you know, sort of excusing a guy that's not here, it all sort of takes away from the voluntary nature of it. You know, we've worked through things like that before. There's players that have been here, players that haven't, players missed for a lot of different reasons. Our job is to coach the guys that are here. You know, we're excited about coaching the guys that are here. And, you know, it's quite honestly, it's my favorite time of year. You know, it's all about improvement. It's all about individual improvement. without the pressure of having a game come up. You know, you guys all know I'm a big baseball fan. Remember hearing Jim Palmer talk about pitcher for the Orioles, talk about I'm sorry, some people need to know that. Talk about spring training, and he would have like a 10 ERA in spring training. And I heard him speak at a banquet after that, and he was like, well, I threw nothing but curveballs that whole time, or I threw nothing but changeups. I was working on that pitch. And it didn't matter him. He had enough confidence that it didn't matter that he gave up 6 runs in an inning. He was working on that individual thing. Our guys are going through the same thing now. They're working on their individual skills. We're working as a defense to try to improve, to add some new wrinkles, you know, trying to get all that stuff together. And it's an exciting time. Like I said, it's our favorite time of year to work with the players that are here. And that's our focus. Our focus is on guys that are here, not guys that miss for any reason.
What sort of role do you see for him, and what have your impressions been so far, or even leading up to the draft on their front end?
Well, anytime, you know, you turn around and look at that number 92 back there, anytime that can break any record that guy has, that's going to get your attention pretty quick. Played right away as a true freshman at University of Tennessee, was productive game in and game out. He's really tough. He's got a great center of balance. He's not on the ground very much. He's got some things to work on like any rookie, but he was an effective player. And, you know, I think that, you know, I mean, against all competition, you know, he was consistent from game to game. He's tough as can be. He's good against the run and good against the pass, played right and played left. You know, all those things led us to draft him. You know, how much he can contribute, how quickly he can be ready is up to him and coaches. You know, it's our job to get him ready to be out there. But we're really excited about him. He can turn a corner and be like this high off the ground. You guys will notice that when you see him out there. And he's also been given great effort in practice. We've pointed out his effort a couple times, chasing the ball and, you know, those kind of things. And for a rookie to do that kind of stuff has been pretty impressive so far.
What you've seen from him and in previous years, and what you've seen so far, the impact that a guy like Tim Jernigan could have.
Yeah, you know, watched him when he came out of Florida State and then a little bit with the Ravens. You know, you always cross over film and you watch him. You know, he's playing a different scheme now. It's a lot less reading. It's a lot more attacking. I think it fits him. He can win win individual pass rushes, meaning when the center's sliding away, he's a tough matchup for a guard. You know, he's not physically the biggest guy, but he's very strong and he's very active. And it's been a great addition for us. And, you know, I really look forward to coaching him, and I really look forward to him being on the field for us. Also like his temperament. You know, he's got a football player's temperament.
In the pass rush last year, Jim?
Well, you know, just like I think our pass rush reflected our defense, and it also reflected our team. You know, we started off hot. And then we went into a slump. You know, we went a bunch of games without being able to get any pressure on the quarterback. And then, you know, we started getting it back a little bit toward the end. I've always told our defense that the engine that runs our defense is our defensive line and our pass rush. And we need to be consistent from week to week. We need to find ways to have guys be consistent. That being said, pass rush doesn't stand alone. You know, I mean, a lot of that has to do with, you know, we talked a little bit before about our corner position. You know, a lot of it has to do with our corner position. You know, if you can cover for a long time, you can buy time to get the sackers there. If they're rushing well, it helps the corners out. But, you know, I think that both of those can go hand in hand. If we can improve our corner position, that'll help improve our pass rush. And, you know, it's well known that we rely on four-man pass rush. But if you're going to blitz, you need to be able to cover outside man-to-man. So we need to be able to make those improvements. There's things that we can help with. But pass rush, you know, doesn't stand on its own. And I say that, you know, even though obviously we were in a slump in the middle of the season.
What were the issues with Patrick Robinson? I mean, you know, obviously you had two veteran corners last year in Liotis and Nolan and everything. Like, do you see Patrick as a similar type player? Is it different?
You know, he was coming off a year last year. 2 years ago we evaluated him when he was with San Diego. I thought he had a really good year. Has some inside-outside flexibility, played nickel, played outside. you know, and we like what we saw. He obviously signed with Indianapolis. And then last year was a bit of a lost season for him with injuries. He looks like he's back healthy now. And, you know, he's a guy that brings some experience in there. He's really quick. He's really fast. And he has, you know, he's been around the NFL. So, you know, those are all you know, good attributes to have. And just like any other veteran player, you know, a lot of guys on our defense were able to start with a base of knowledge, what's expected technique-wise, what's expected scheme-wise. You know, when a veteran from another team, you know, Dave mentioned Jernigan, could be Patrick Robinson. The biggest challenge for those guys a lot of times is trying to just switch everything to their own terminology. There's some things that, you know, maybe you do a little bit different than the team that was there that they were with before. But usually that's their adjustment. So those guys, you know, for lack of a better way to put it, they're a little bit behind the other guys because they don't have the base of knowledge of 16 games and training camp and all those things. But those guys, in my experience, those guys catch up quick because they have so much experience in the league.
Yeah, obviously played a lot as a rookie. Do you expect a big leap forward this year? It seemed he was playing inside outside last week. Does he have some of that same versatility?
Yeah, well, he's working at our nickel and outside, and I think go back to the first thing I said with expect. You know, yeah, we expect everybody, you know, to be improved, and it's his second year in the league, and he's been through a training camp before, he's been through OTAs before, all those things. But we can't take anything for granted. He can't take anything for granted. The thing I like about Jalen is he's very competitive. Even though he's young, he's a good pro. And he does make improvement, and if he can continue in that regard, I'll sum his rookie season up. It was a rookie season. There were some things that he did well, and he flashed. And there were times he didn't play as well as we needed him to. You know, and his challenge is creating that consistency. You do that, you know. So you know. It's hard to be consistent when you're brand new at something, but the experience that comes from a year getting out there and being thrown into the fire, he should be able to benefit from that as we go further on down the road. I like where he's going, but, you know, he's never lacked for competitiveness. He's never lacked for work ethic. Those are things that that he comes every day with.
What were Terry's issues last year, and does he need to rush more from inside?
Well, he rushed an awful lot inside last year. What's that? Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you know, it's hard to be in there, you know, when it's run situations and on first and second down. You know, when we watched a film a lot of times with Vinny, and I think you guys probably saw the same thing, his pressure numbers were high, but his sack numbers were low. And I've had this conversation with Vinny, so I don't feel like I'm talking out of school with this. He didn't do as good a job finishing the rush as he did starting the rush. A lot of times, he would create pressure. Somebody else would come in, Brandon or, you know, or Fletch or somebody else, and they would sort of get the sack, or the quarterback would throw the ball away. Was on the ground a little bit too much around the quarterback. You know, he needed to be able to take that one extra step and be able to finish. How much that knee injury that, you know, particularly early in the season, I'm sure that knee injury affected him. But as the year went on, you know, it's really hard to say. But we need to take his sack numbers and make them a little more in line with his pressure numbers, because he was very disruptive last year and he did some good things, but it didn't show. In 2001, I was with the Titans and I had Kevin Carter. And I think Kevin Carter had two sacks. And there was a lot of the same things. He had some missed opportunities for sacks. He had some times where he slipped and fell, or the quarterback ducked underneath of him. And when the season was over, you know, we were sitting there saying, geez, you know, he had 8 or 10 sacks that he had a good opportunity to make that he didn't make them. Good players can make that transition, put it behind. Kevin Carter did, had a, you know, good career. It was sort of a one-year blip. And that's the challenge for Vinny, is sort of proving that last year was a one-year blip. He's been working really good. He's been working on some of the things that, you know, that we identified over the offseason. And, you know, and again, I say this, I could probably say for just about everybody, but just like Jalen Mills, you know, Vinny comes to work, and Vinny is very, very prideful. He's very competitive. And, you know, I said before, our defensive line's the engine that runs our defense, and Vinny's a big part of that.
It seems like, aside from Vinny, it's Brandon fell in that category too, getting a lot of pressure, not getting the sack numbers. Is there anything as a coaching staff you can do to help them finish?
Well, there's a couple things with, you know, we did a lot of studies in the off season. And, you know, we did studies of different teams and, you know, things like that. You know, sacks go hand in hand with so many other things. I mentioned corners. You know, they also go hand in hand with score. I don't think there's any surprise that a lot of the games that we were sacking the quarterback, you know, Pittsburgh and, you know, Minnesota and things like that, we were playing with the lead. And, you know, that means an awful lot, too. So, you know, we were really – I was really impressed with the season that Brandon had last year. The sack number's 5.5. Is that what it was, 5.5? You know, that's not going to create a whole lot of headlines. But he was a better pass rusher than 5.5 sacks. And with him, it was – I think it was more circumstance with him. He didn't miss very many opportunities. He'd have great pressure. The ball would be gone a little bit quicker. If we do a better job with our coverage, I think we can see some improved numbers from Brandon also.
Sticking with the pass rush, what, if anything, can you expect from Marcus Smith?
Well, he's like a lot of these other guys, you know. I mean, he's trying to work to improve, you know, and try to, you know, find ways to get better. He flashed last year also. I mean, he had a sack against Teron Smith, one of the best left tackles in the NFL early in that Dallas game that we were on the road. You know, so he's obviously proven that he can do some things. Just like any of other players, we came up with an off-season checklist for him. You know, try to get him use his athletic ability a little bit more. You know, I mean, he is a really good athlete. Try to get him to be able to speed rush the edge a little bit more. I think there's great competition at our defensive end, not only drafting Derek Barnett, adding a guy like Chris Long. Competition's going to bring out the best in those guys. And for Marcus, you know, competition's going to have to bring out the best in him.
All right, thanks, guys.
Okay, guys.